This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A federal judge in Texas spared Americans from compelled abortion coverage and gender dysphoric surgeries. Just one day before a little-known rule was to take effect, Reuters reports that the Obama White House combined Obamacare with alleged claims of sex discrimination and had wanted to implement the rule January 1st. Seven states, including Texas, sought relief. Embryonic stem cell research almost seems a story from the distant past. It wasn't an issue in the presidential race. Embryonic stem cells have produced absolutely no success stories, being totally eclipsed by ethically derived adult stem cells. So perhaps it is surprising that the federal funding for it is still around. Pro-life advocates are calling on Donald Trump to defund federal funding of embryonic research embraced by the Obama White House. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Other headlines show Planned Parenthood in Texas asking a judge to block the funding cut set for January 21st. A Texas family refused doctor suggestions of a so-called pregnancy reduction abortion and has delivered five siblings in one pregnancy. And with the new year, Ohio now bans abortions after 20 weeks for the documented pain the children endure in those abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.